You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Just a few days left until the kids unwrap their toys. Hey, maybe they'll live stream their unboxing videos, right? This year's boxes will likely be filled with high-tech and popular toys like animatronic pets called Hatchimals. Pretty different from 50 years ago when the hottest toy was a tiny die-cast metal car. Hot Wheels debuted in 1968 and they were everything. Mattel has sold more than 6 billion since, and the popularity of Hot Wheels has dipped at times, and the maker Mattel recently lost a big distributor when Toys R Us shut down. But the toy cars have endured. Mattel brought in $847 million from Hot Wheels products last year. Marketplace's Renata Sago has more.
Once a month, 55-year-old car fanatic Tom Wilson transforms a 4,000-square-foot banquet hall in Orlando into the Central Florida Diecast Collector's Show. Dozens of vendors, including Wilson, line rows of tables with the cars, mostly Hot Wheels, by model and color, and trade them or sell them.
Since you're buying four, you get a $2 discount. 4 for $10, yep.
This is one of many affairs that take place across the country for die-hard die-cast car collectors. Here in Orlando, I saw middle-aged men clutching plastic bags filled with cars to add to their collections of hundreds. A little girl selling her yard sale finds for 25 cents. A father pushing a stroller and FaceTiming his own dad to look at the cars. For Wilson, this is the charm of Hot Wheels.
Anybody in between can collect these cars.
Wilson was 5 years old when he got his first Hot Wheels. He recalls seeing a commercial in his living room TV in Madison, Indiana.
They're new. They're authentic. They're the fastest miniature metal cars you've ever seen.
The images in the ad, which featured first ever Hot Wheels cars like Custom Camaro and the Silhouette, shook his little world. Two boys were in a house racing shiny cars that looked way fancier than the dinged up plastic toy cars he was used to. These new Hot Wheels came with
California custom style cars with power bulges, torsion bar suspensions, chrome engines, red stripe racing slicks,
and a track on which the cars could do loops. Wilson remembers getting cars with super shiny paint and red stripes on the tires, all for the cost of a few pieces of candy, 98 cents.
You take it out of the box here, it would just glow. And we would race all day, and then we would get mad at each other, of course, and chase each other around the house with these orange tracks.
That were, of course, sold separately. So why were Hot Wheels such big sellers 50 years ago? Chris Newsom runs a shop in Branson, Missouri, called the World's Largest Toy Museum. He says the original 16 Hot Wheels cars seemed innovative.
Just the design on them was far and above beyond anything else that had come out, just because they were so low friction and they really moved fast.
Just a tiny push could really make them go. The original cars were designed by a General Motors engineer and an actual rocket scientist. They focused on making better wheels than the ones on Matchbox cars, which had been on the market for 15 years. Matchbox cars stayed true to the design of real cars. But toy industry analyst Richard Gottlieb says Hot Wheels were different.
Some of them weren't real cars. You know, they were more based on fantasy. There was just a little more eccentricity and therefore a little more excitement.
10 years ago, Mattel sold a diamond-encrusted toy car to mark Hot Wheels' 40th anniversary. The price tag on that? $140,000. But because of volume selling and cheap Chinese manufacturing, folks can still pick up a basic Hot Wheels for about a dollar. That's the same price as 50 years ago, when the little cars rolled out of store aisles into parking spaces under a whole lot of Christmas trees. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.